Now, the principal of a school in Bangor has taken the unusual step of publishing a letter to parents blaming the lack of an education minister for not being able to offer more children places at his school. Matthew Pitts is head of Bangor Academy, and a statement on the school's website says he's had to turn away up to 40 families because his request for extra places is falling on deaf ears. Stephen Downey is one of the parents. Morning to you, Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello.
Good morning. So tell us what your position is, Stephen. What's happened?
Well, we're in a situation at the moment which we're being forced into having to travel and go to another school outside of our own local town. And it's just really ridiculous where, you know, you can't send your child to a school in your own town. Now, this, first of all, I would like to congratulate, you know, Mr. Pitts for standing up and coming out. I mean, he seems to be one of the few principals at the moment that's speaking out against this ridiculous situation. I mean, there's no education minister in place. We have a ridiculous situation where nobody wants to make a decision, so they'll say no to everything in the first place because Mr. Pitts has asked for a special concession to help those families at the moment, and it's just falling on deaf ears.
And so. Your child got good grades, right?
Yes, she did indeed, yes. I mean, you know, if it had been even last year, she would have been into even a higher graded school as well. So from that point of view, it's all about the numbers. They're just being forced. I think the whole system at the minute is flawed. It's not fit for purpose. It's intolerable. You've got a huge amount of families who are under stress. Their kids are under stress at the moment as well. And everybody's feeling bad about this, but nobody wants to stand up and try and do something about it.
And Matthew Pitts has said that they've contacted the Permanent Secretary, the Education Authority, local MLAs, all to no avail, he says.
Yes, I mean, what a ludicrous situation to be in. It's just falling on deaf ears. And really, where is common sense today? You know, why should all these parents be stressed out at the moment? And whenever there is a solution, if someone just applies a common sense to this whole situation, and I think, you know, a lot of local families could be accommodated in the local area, if someone would just make a common sense decision.
The Education Authority have said they've processed applications from over 22,000 pupils. Over 86% of them, they say, have gained places in their first choice school. Around 300 pupils have not yet been allocated a year 8 place. Parents have been notified of available school places for further consideration. Well, I guess it's all very well for the 86% who've got into their first choice school, but for those who haven't, it's traumatic, Stephen.
Yes, look, it is dramatic, and I mean, I feel for all the other parents as well, you know, including ourselves in this situation where, I mean, our daughter feels victimised now because she thinks, well, what's wrong with me? Well, you know, why can I not go where my friends are going to school?
So what's she going to do?
Well, at the minute we're being forced to go to another school, which, you know, we don't really want to go to, but unless someone is willing to change this, we're stuck because our situation, Stephen, goes back a little bit further. 7 years ago, whenever our daughter was going to primary school, we were in the same situation where we were trying to get her into a local school in Bangor. And every school we applied to, we couldn't get into.
Okay.
And eventually we had to say, look, could you just tell us where we can send our daughter? Because we got fed up with all the correspondence. And eventually they came back and said, right, it's this one school left in Newton Ards. You either take that or you leave it. And, you know, we had to take that. So here we are, deja vu again. We're back to a similar situation through no fault of our own. We had to send her to a school outside of our area. And now we're trying to, you know, get her back into this area. And we're not winning.
And look, there might not be government, but there are local politicians. So what are they doing? Where are they standing up here and saying, here's what we think should be happening. Here's us fighting for local people on the ground fighting for their constituents. Stephen, thank you for bringing us the story. We've got to go to the news because it's 10 o'clock. Let's come back to this story that we're covering this morning after the principal of a school in Bangor has taken the unusual step of publishing a letter to parents blaming the lack of an education minister for not being able to offer more children places at a school. The head of Bangor Academy is Matthew Pitts. He has said that he's done everything he can as a school to request extra places from the Department of Education. He says he's contacted the Permanent Secretary, the Education Authority and local MLAs, all to no avail. Here's another parent who's contacted the Nolan Show about this now, Eileen Reid. Morning to you, Eileen.
Morning. morning, Stephen. How are you this
morning? I believe you're furious. You're just out of the school.
Oh, furious. We've had to take matters into our own hands, and we are literally going round all the schools and going into the reception and trying to speak to somebody who can tell us what has happened exactly and how we go about resolving it and getting a school place.
What's the situation for your child?
Situation for my child is, we thought on Saturday morning, as you've been talking about the royal wedding there, we had a plan to open her letter, find out she had two choices of school. She only wanted Glenola Collegiate as a grammar school in Bangor, or Bangor Academy School. That's all she wanted. And we thought we were opening a letter to find out, was it Glenola or Bangor Academy? And then we were going to have a wee bit of a celebration, watch the wedding, family were coming round, and it was going to be a brilliant day. That turned into disaster when she got a letter from the Education Authority that said, I regret to inform you that your preferred post-primary schools have been unable to select your child for admission in September. End of. No school. She wanted to open the letter herself.
What do you mean, no school?
No school.
Do they not then suggest an alternative, or how does this work?
They then say there is a form enclosed if you want to fill that in and apply, but you can only apply to schools that are showing as having places left, and they give you a website address. So we've gone on to that address, theeducationni.org.uk/admissions, and looked at schools in North Down and Ards, of which there are only two, Mavilla High and Portaferry. So we now have to contact those schools and try and determine, do they have places? They won't tell us. We've been in contact with Mavilla, and they won't tell us how many places they have. So we don't know. We fill in this form. It's like the first application process. You fill in the form, you send it in by post, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. But we don't know, are there 40-odd children in the Bangor area applying for 5 places in Mavilla, 3 places, 10? We just don't know. And nobody is talking to us, Stephen. Nobody. People in the Education Authority knew this letter was coming out. I suspect people in our primary schools knew this letter was coming out. And nobody had the decency to put a member of staff on Saturday to speak to us as parents. There was a helpline, but the helpline was only for people who had not yet received their letter. Maybe their post doesn't get there to a certain time, so they didn't have to wait till Monday. They could tell those people what would have been in the letter that was in the post to them that hadn't yet arrived. But they would not speak to us. I phoned the helpline. They wouldn't speak to us about what we do now and what right we have to appeal, if any. Because your right to appeal is if the school have not applied the correct criteria. But I believe in this situation. And Matthew Pitts personally was in contact with us all over the weekend, right up to 11:15 at night. That man was sitting emailing parents who were in panic, just not knowing what to do. But I believe that they have applied the criteria correct, but they've exhausted all of that, and they've all their places been allocated,
yeah,
and still pupils have not been placed in Bangor.
Can I ask you why you only put 2 choices in the application form? Because you can put up to 5, can't you?
Yes, we were advised by our primary school principal that if our child didn't want to go to Belfast Grammar Schools, and we were happy enough with the Bangor School, and we liked Bangor Academy as a high school, well, it's a college, it does a sixth form college as well, so they run a grammar stream. They advised us if we were happy with that, that just put them down. There was no need to put any other places because they have to accept her. We were led to believe that she was 100% guaranteed Academy, and Academy is a great school. And, you know, the two schools are within a stone's throw of each other and very close to us. So we're very fortunate in that respect. I know a lot of parents don't have that scenario. So we truly believe that we were just getting, you know, school A or school B, and that's all we needed. And we had other schools that we'd gone round to see that we were going to put on our list, and they convinced us not to. Because one of the schools we were considering was Strangford College. And we were told by our primary school that we would not be accepted in there because we were not one of their traditional feeder schools, and we would not be considered because they have very few numbers, and we would be competing with the rest of the peninsula.
What are you going to do, Eileen?
I don't know. We're literally, I took time off work this morning. My employer was very understanding, and they said, take what you need this morning. And we are going round each school. We've just been to Glenola, and we're on our way to Academy now when we took your call, to just go in and in desperation say, what on earth do we do? What can we do? Do we appeal? Do we look for other schools? what is this process now that we're in? And nobody from Education Authority and nobody from our primary school has contacted us to support us through this. Yet they knew this was happening. Stephen, my daughter didn't get a preschool place either. And the explanation I was given then, I don't know if you remember, there was like 1,500 people in Bangor whose children didn't get the right to a preschool place. And we were told then it was because of the high birth rate our year. My God, Stephen, it doesn't take you to be a genius to think you're going to have this problem 7 years later again.
Can I just say, Eileen, you're saying that you're not getting any help from anybody, really. The public statement from the Education Authority to the Nolan Show, they're saying that they are working with parents to ensure all pupils are allocated year 8 places.
Nobody's contacted us.
They say the Education Authority continues to work with schools and parents to ensure all pupils are allocated year 8 places. What help have you had from the Education Authority?
None.
Is your daughter...
They're working around a list to contact people, but no, we've had no contact yet.
But you've heard nothing at all?
Nothing from the letter we got this morning. Or, Saturday morning to say you haven't been
asked. Is your daughter distraught?
Well, yes, she wanted to open the letter. And I said, sure, would you not rather Mummy opened it in case, you know, it takes a bit of reading to work out until you get to the actual, result. And she said, no, it's okay, Mummy, because I've seen all my friends on Instagram. The crest of the school you want to go to is on your letter. Now, Erin's our first child, so we didn't know that you should be getting quite a large letter with an information booklet and all in it. We just got like a thin brown envelope, like you would get if it was your electricity bill or whatever. So I didn't realise then something wasn't right, so I let her open the letter. And just the confusion on her face, and then she just kind of crumpled and fell to the floor in tears. And said, Mummy, I've no school. And I took it off her, what do you mean? And I read through it, no school. And she's saying to me, Mummy, what does this mean? What can I say to her? I don't know what it means. Somebody knew these letters were going out. Somebody knew that these children were going to be utterly disappointed and destroyed by this. And nobody thought to prepare us. You know, I thought the whole point of getting rid of 11 plus was to be so children didn't feel rejected and not wanted. This is worse. The system they have in place now just says absolute rejection. I've told my daughter all along, if you work hard and you get a good score, and she had to be, you know, given all the practice papers, extra, over the summer and on Saturdays, and sat and done all that. And the message it's given her is, Mummy, you told me if I worked hard, I would get what school I wanted, and she hasn't. And it's not that we're sitting here saying we didn't get our preference. We didn't get any school. Grammar or secondary school. She got nothing.
So you're literally in an abyss now.
Yeah. We didn't sleep. Me and my husband hardly slept over the weekend. Just trying to work out how we were going to fix this. And it very much feels like it has come down to just us.
Well, this very much jars, I've got to say, with what this statement looks like from the Education Authority. You see, I'm reading the rest of the statement here. It says, around 300 pupils have not yet been allocated a year 8 place. Parents have been notified of available school places for further consideration. Have you?
Well, no, we were told to go to a website that schools had published if they had places, and on that there were two schools. For us it was Mavilla, which is in Newton Arts, or Portaferry. There's a school in Portaferry, I can't remember, I think it's Columbus, St. Columbus, Portaferry. So you have to fill in this form and apply to those schools, but it's on a first-come, first-served basis, so we don't know. We can't gauge. We've contacted Mavilla, and we can't gauge how many places we're competing for at this stage. You know, how many children in Bangor are going to be applying to Mavilla, and what's the chance they'll get in? Because I'm assuming Mavilla would have had to have applied for funding for the coming academic year based on what they predicted they were going to get. And I'm pretty sure they weren't predicting that they were going to get these people now who haven't been allocated places all trying to get into there.
Do you know what? We've been sending the Nolan Show over the last couple of weeks in the absence of a government, in the absence of direct rule, et cetera, that real people are going to be affected. And we've been pondering as to what those type of cases will be. And here we now have, how old's your daughter?
Erin's 11.
Here we now have an 11-year-old child, a victim of all of this political instability. We have a principal, and by the testimony that's coming in to this programme this morning, Matthew Pitts, the head of Bangor Academy, I think what the parents are saying is he's gone, you know, he's been sitting up late at night trying to help and empathise with parents, and he's doing everything he can. But there's now your 11-year-old child, and who knows how many other children.
Yeah.
And there's just nobody in control. So no, the permanent secretary has been contacted, the education authority has been contacted, local MLAs have been contacted. There is no minister. So your 11-year-old child sits there without a school.
Yeah, she didn't want to go in. She says, "Mummy, I don't want to go into school on Monday." And she had to sit all weekend and watch people announcing their places. And even her friends were saying, "What do you mean you haven't got a school?" They didn't understand either. And my husband and I both walked her into school, which we haven't done for a long time. You know, when they get to that age, they don't want you to. But we had to walk her in, and the tears were welling up.
Because all the rest of the kids will be talking about the schools they're going to.
Yep. And the principal of our school, the primary school, didn't come to meet us or anything. I made a point of speaking to the teacher, but it was more on, I wanted to speak to the teacher to say, you know, if Erin does become very emotional today, call me. You know, I'll be round. I'll collect her.
It's a lot for an 11-year-old to put up with, you know.
Very much.
And she's going to feel isolated, essentially, isn't she?
Yep.
Well, do you know what? I think we need to put our money where our mouth is as well, in that we often say that the reason we're here is to fight for an individual. So let's fight for you to get answers. We will team up with you, Eileen. We will very much pursue this story and see if we can get any further answers as to what your child can do. Is that okay?
Thanks, I really appreciate that. Right. I really do. Right. And I know a lot of parents will seek comfort from hearing this on the radio today because they're in a very similar situation.
Okay. We'll get on to it straight after the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much indeed. That's a sad and frustrating state of affairs, isn't it?